Ticket.
Michigan Insider Podcast is brought to you in part by defense attorney and WTKA legal insider Joe Simon. Find Joe at themichigandefenders.com.
Welcome back inside the MDN studios. Sports Talk 1050 WTK, the ticket online at WTK.com. Coming up at 9 o'clock, your first chance as we get back to our 4K a day contest, 9 a.m., noon, 3 p.m., and 6 p.m., Monday through Friday over the next many weeks, all the way through May 24th, your chance to win 4K a day, $1,000 each time, four times per day, starting today at 9 a.m. And as we welcome you back inside the MDN studios, Sports Talk 1050, WTK, the ticket online at WTK.com. We remind you, for all your Michigan apparel and merchandise needs, make sure to visit our friends at the MDN. They have Sweet 16 gear ready to go as the Wolverines have advanced in the NCAA tournament. So, obviously, you can pick up your March Madness gear from our friends at the MDN. Sweet 16 and beyond. But also a reminder that coming up this Saturday from noon to 2 p.m. at the MDN on campus, 303 South State Street, there is going to be an autograph signing, Karan Higdon and Zach Gentry. The first 200 fans with wristbands are guaranteed to get an autograph. Wristbands will be available beginning at 9 a.m. on Saturday. So again, this Saturday, noon until 2 p.m., Karan Higdon and Zach Gentry signing autographs for free at the MDN on campus, 303 South State Street here in Ann Arbor. First 200 fans with wristbands guaranteed an autograph. Wristbands are available starting at 9 a.m. coming up on Saturday. That's for Karan Higdon and Zach Gentry at the MDN on campus, 303 South State Street. The MDN and the Victors Collection, the official outfitters of Sports Talk 1050, WTK, the ticket. So following the Wolverines' win over the Florida Gators on Saturday, three players and head coach John Beilein met with the media. You're going to hear John Beilein with an opening statement. You're going to hear from Charles Matthews. You're going to hear from Jordan Poole, and you're going to hear from John Teske. Here are the Wolverines following their win over Florida on Saturday.
Florida's had such a great year, and they were they really had us confused in the first half because they kept changing defenses on us. Their 1-3-1 was really good. And we thought were good looks. They're probably a little bit from distance that we couldn't knock down. And fortunately, we were able to get stops so they couldn't set the defense in the second half. Or we found a new plan in the second half that worked much better. So, but all that doesn't happen. We only scored 64 points. Holding this team to 49 points is incredible. And that's how we won the game.
This time we'll take questions for our student athletes. Please raise your hand. Left side standing.
For all three of the players, I'm Adam Teicher from ESPN. You guys have been playing great defense all year, including the two games here. When did that become a point of pride for you guys to play defense that way?
I'm going to start with Jordan.
me personally, last year when I got on campus, they made a major emphasis on defense. Coach Yaw came in, and I think that's really what turned our team around. Everybody bought in, and being able to have guys from last year still in the team and bring it on to the team this year is something that we have really bought into and something that we pride ourselves in.
Charles?
Yeah, I think that the pride part of it started last summer when guys were just in here playing one-on-ones from sun up to sundown. Like JP was playing one-on-ones, Debo, we was all just playing one-on-ones, and nobody wanted to be the guy that was embarrassed and getting talked about the next day after. So that's what kind of started the pride part of us locking up.
John?
I mean, it starts on beginning practice. And I mean, obviously, you don't want to get scored on, and it's that pride part. And I mean, we don't want to let our brothers down. And so just keeping each, you got, keeping each other accountable. And just D'ing up.
Other questions for our student athletes on the right side here? The aisle.
This is for Jordan and Charles. I don't know how many times today Florida players had what looked like good looks to the basket. They saw John there. They either passed out or they significantly altered their shot. How nice is it to have John behind you being that security blanket on defense?
It's huge. Just having him as our anchor. You know, last year we had Mo, and Mo wasn't blocking those shots. And he'll tell us that in the face. I'm not Blake Griffin, bro. So just having Mo down, just having Sleep down there is very, very relief for us. Allowed us to pressure the ball and kind of make some mistakes out there because we know he behind us to cover it up.
When we're guarding on the perimeter, there's going to be times that we may get beat. And being able to have the utmost confidence that we have John back there, being able to save us. Like, I think I got beat on the back door earlier tonight, and John was able to wall up. And then just being able to have a guy who can bail us out on multiple occasions, and just being able to have him, like Charles said, our anchor is definitely huge.
Right side aisle.
Hey, Alan Vaughn from USA Today. So they came out and hit six threes in the first half, and then they shot three of 14 on like 21% in the second half. What changed defensively? Do you smell a little blood in the water, or what happened? Describe that for us.
Start with John first and work our way.
I mean, they got a couple easy looks. I mean, a couple of ball screens they're throwing over the top. I mean, we're just trying to shut that water off. I mean, six threes is a lot in the first half for us. I mean, typically we only give up two, three each game. And so that was kind of hurting us in the first half, but we changed some things, and we came out in the second half. We knew that we had to shut that water off, and that's what we did.
Jordan?
Yeah, like John said, we don't give up too many threes too often, and we realized that in the second half we needed to make a change. We felt like they were staying in the game because they were able to get open looks and they were being able to capitalize on the 3 points. So being able to try to force them into tough twos and have them make tougher baskets, I guess, in the two-point percentage is something that the stats showed that they weren't really well at. But they were staying in the game with their threes, and I think it was a huge emphasis to make sure that we contested and not let them get threes in the second half.
Charles?
Yeah, we made some adjustments at halftime. We really wanted to shut off their water. They was getting a lot of good open looks. So, like I said, coaching staff did a great job of recognizing that, and we just followed the game plan.
Left side aisle.
Ian Eklund, AP Broadcast. Jordan, so last year in the second round, you had that game winner against Houston. This year, you had 19 points. Like, what is it about the second round, and like, were you thinking about that going into the game at all?
I'm just excited to go to California. So being able to have that position where if we win this game, we went to L.A. last year, and now I think we go to Anaheim. I think that's really about it.
Any other questions for the student athletes? Okay, we'll take questions for Coach Beilein.
Yeah, I thought we could.
Yeah, players can go, yeah.
Coach, Danny Lahan, Des Moines Register. Coach, perhaps just your perspective on the difference in defense in the second half. I mean, especially 5.5 minutes without them scoring a point at a point where it had gotten down to seven. And so, did anything change, or just intensity, or what?
You know, they have three guys on their team that we talk about. They can get their own jump shot. We have a guy in our league, Carson Edwards, at Purdue, is like that. They have three of them, and so they're so quick. And what happened is they were running some great ball screen action where we only had a single tag, and it was so high we kept missing it and gave them really good shots. And that was a big difference off it. They gave them really good shots. Second half, the kids adjusted and did a great job with it. So that was it. They didn't get as open is a simple answer. They did not get as open. And it was changing. We did a couple different things. We tried to change up so that Andrew Nepart there, number two, is so talented. We had to continue to give him different looks. He's just a freshman. Keep giving him different looks that he had to discern.
Right side aisle.
Coach, they all three said shut the water off. Talk about that. Is that something you guys talk about, or did they just all make that up on the fly?
I think we mentioned it, but it's not a catchphrase with us. But it is something that we're really proud of, our defensive numbers. Right, and you can. There's all the analytics out there, but I think we're one of the very top 10 in the country, if not top one or two in the country, in DER, et cetera. So they take a lot of pride in that, especially Charles and Xavier, right? John protects the rim. Charles and Xavier are on guys, right? And we don't. Iggy and Jordan Poole are certainly growing defensively. It's not just the coaches. It's those two who are on them all the time, making sure that they all buy into this idea. You know, you can win. You can win scoring 64 points, right? If you hold them to 49. Oh yeah, no, there's no question. Charles, you know, Charles came off and gave up a three. He was so upset with himself when Nepart hit the three behind the screen. He should have never gone under that screen. He was so upset with himself, but he was also telling everybody, you know, saying, including me, we can't give him any more threes, and they didn't get too many more open ones.
Standing on the left side.
John, playing defense the way you have, not just in this tournament, but over the whole season, obviously takes some buy-in from the players. Mm-hmm. Did you have to do a sales job to get them to play this way, or was it a lot easier than that?
I think our 33 wins last year was the sales job. They knew it, right? That we had a team with some really veteran players, Muhammad Ali was really a good defender. And Duncan Robinson actually became a good defender who people used to pick on early. He got so smart with his defense. And so they saw it firsthand that a team that could beat, you know, really good teams last year. I mean, really good teams with defense.
You have 5 minutes left in this session.
Obviously, you build the season to peak for these moments, these couple of weeks. Just assess maybe the performance of these first two rounds. The scoreboard and everything would say that it maybe went fairly close to script. Would you agree with that?
I don't. That you guys are scripting it. I'm not. I thought Montana was just a terrible matchup for us, right? I just thought they had all those shooters. They were all over the place. And we continue to, you know, that. But that's how I think all the time. I'm always thinking of what could happen in this game. And then this team with that jump shooting team and the changing in defense with really how much can you prep? You walk through stumps. We broke a sweat. You can't really do it at game speed. To see that 1-3-1, which I don't know if Darius used to play for me, the assistant. It was very much like the ones we played at West Virginia and at Richmond, and it was really good. But we couldn't, like, do it live yesterday, so we had to adjust. I'm really pleased the way we did it. But was it the script? No, these games, everybody's good. There's no script. Everything's good. Everybody's good. Anybody can beat anybody.
Other questions out there for the coach? Right side.
Coach, you talked about that 1-3-1. It seemed in the first half you got some good looks on it. The shots just didn't fall. Did you do something differently in the second half, or the shots just fell?
Yeah, I thought the looks were good, but I thought they were a little deep. We settled, you know, and that maybe we could have got. We have some guys that, you know, have the dog fences on there. They get to the NBA line and they stop instead of moving in and shoot further than they needed to. But the second half, yeah, we changed just the geometry of our approach. And we changed it several times just to keep giving them different looks. And we discovered during that time when we went to spot A or spot B, they went man to man. So that helped us a lot. The first half, you know, we probably have seen it 3 possessions all year, and we saw it 10 possessions in the first half. So it's tough to get used to, especially with their length. And really was a secret to our success at West Virginia in particular, because nobody sees it that played that way.
That was John Beilein meeting with the media. That was also Charles Matthews, Jordan Poole, and John Teske as well. They met with the media prior to being dismissed in the middle part of that session. Michigan advances to the Sweet 16 for the third year in a row. A part of a really fun Maize and Blue weekend. You heard me in the update earlier this hour. There are a lot of great accolades and accomplishments for the Maize and Blue this weekend. But I know we were all eyes for us. We're on the Sweet 16, or headed to the Sweet 16 now for the basketball team with the Maize and Blue. We'll continue talking Michigan basketball, NCAA tournament basketball as we continue here on the other side of the break. Here on Sports Talk 1050 WTK, the ticket.